Follow Monday Night Talk on Twitter. Start at 959watd.com/Monday Night Talk. And don't forget to add hashtag Monday Night Talk to your tweets. And now, more Monday Night Talk with your host, Kevin Tachi.
Welcome back to Monday Night Talk, our final segment. Been kind of one of those shows, Joe, hasn't it?
Yeah.
And now we went from having a couple folks on the phone to like we have a room full of people.
Yep.
And the voices that you just heard, Divas with a Twist. Now, my first time that I saw these ladies was almost a year ago. They're performing during the dropping of a cookie in Whitman yep. Center.
That's right.
Do you deny this?
No. We were there. New Year's Eve, out in the cold. We loved it.
All right, so let's we don't just have the ladies. We also have the gentlemen who are out in the cold that night, too, who were part of the musical backing. And I believe Grammy nominated?
Correct.
Is that correct?
Yeah.
Correct.
Yes.
So make sure I get it all. So we'll go down first. Say your name.
Tracy.
Speak right into the microphone.
Tracy Silva.
Tracy Silva. Your name?
Nicole Malagodi.
Joyce McPhee.
Paula Markowitz.
And who is missing? Because there's five of you.
Yes, there are five girls. Christine Joyce. She is a nurse at Mass General, and she's on duty.
She's on duty tonight.
So
sorry.
She couldn't be with us.
You're missing a good time, but we understand that when duty calls, you gotta do what
Absolutely.
You gotta do.
Absolutely.
How did you ladies come together? How did the group dynamic come together? Not only the voices, but you have an excellent musicians who are accompanying
you. It's a fun sort of history, I think, because the five of us have known each other for many, many years, and we've all shared musical theater experience.
You're all Norwell kids, together. Company theater kids?
Yes.
That's right.
Uh-huh. Yes. Yep. And
guilty by association, okay.
Yeah, we've all shared that stage at one point or another with each other. And that's really our background, musical theater. And then in the meantime, Rick and George, they work in an all-original band together.
Rick Morin and George, how do I say your last name?
Duso.
Thank you, George.
And they work in an all-original band, The Rhythm Room, together. And so, you know, the girls, we had talked early on about trying to get something together. And then when I was working with Rick, he wanted to put something together. And I was like, you know what? I think we can do this. Let's, you know, I'll try to get the girls and you get the guys and the musicians. And let's see if we can make this work. And that's how it kind of started.
And then I know Tracy from... we were supposed to have another special guest here, and I'll say the name, and I know some of you will know. She'll know, because I think it's a relative. Mark Rocheteau.
Oh, yes.
Was supposed to sit in on the show, but they're doing Tech Week right now for A Christmas Carol.
Oh, yeah.
And he sent me a text at like 6 o'clock going, I'm in tech hell.
And can't
so
do it. Yeah.
It wasn't happening. He would have been here. And I believe there was a time that he had mentioned that you had done something at the Hat Show.
Yes, I was.
It was like a while ago, right?
It was back in 2004. They had a competition and kind of like American Idol, but you know, here in Boston, called the Boston Pop Search. And I was the first winner back in 2004.
Wow.
She was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing.
You guys are all amazing. Now,
yes.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
A little bit about myself.
Yes.
I'm a fifth grade teacher and I have three children. And. We have a very musical family. My husband also is a musician.
Okay.
And
but he's not in the band.
No, he's not in the band. He just mimes guitar sometimes.
Only once.
Only once. Just once. We needed him to pretend to play.
Isn't that air guitar?
Yeah. I don't know if it's an air guitar when you're actually holding a guitar. I don't know what you would call it. But yes, I did a show at the Company Theater, and I worked with Joyce for a number of years.
What show?
My God,
have you done several?
Damn Yankees, that's okay. Right. Yeah. What? Okay. I forgot. I don't remember. It's been a long time.
Yes.
Yeah, Nicole and I worked together for many years at a dinner theater together and with Rick. So we all have like this little common thread.
Tie.
Yeah, it's really, it's fun.
Paula?
Yes. So I work for a company that's a human resources outsourcing company, so kind of boring. So this is my fun time. So
what about theater? What have you done as far as what's your theater tie with
Well,
the girls?
I'm on the board of directors at Company Theater.
Oh.
And so I've been with Company Theater for a long time.
Okay.
I think the first show I did was in 1986, and I think I met Joyce when she was 15.
Wow.
Actually. And so, it might have been 14, in fact.
Yeah.
And so it's just kind of funny that things have come around full circle in our adulthood with our husbands and our kids. And yeah, so we have a great time.
Joyce?
Oh, well, yes, my first show at the Company Theater, I was 9. So they are like a second family to me. And, you know, I've enjoyed
it. Was it like Annie or something? Was it something
with Peter Pan? I played Toodles, the Lost Boy.
Aww. In fact, they call her Toodles still.
Yeah. Oh no, no. So yeah, I've done the last show I did over there was Paragon Park a couple of years ago. Three years ago now.
Original show.
Yeah. So I mean I still like to get involved when I can, you know, it's tough. It's time consuming. So this has been kind of nice because it's a little bit more flexible and we kinda work around our schedules when we can. So it's worked out well.
Now a majority of the stuff is covers? But you guys, are you working on originals too?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. George, do you want to come
in on
the show?
Yes, of course we do.
So what would you like to know?
Just tell us all the goods. No, tell us, you're a little bit about yourself.
I've been making records, working in recording studios since the golden age of the 1980s. And I met Rick about 16 years ago through a mutual friend, and we started making music right away. I think the first 2 weeks we knew each other, we made something that wound up going out worldwide.
Wow.
We write really well together. So original music is part of what we do and always has been. He's a phenomenal musician. He gives me awesome ideas. He sets me off. It's a good thing.
Rick, do you want to admit to any of this? Do you want to come up to a microphone? Again, I want to kind of get everybody kind of involved in
this.
He's
extremely cute, too.
Oh, thank you. You can't see me on radio, but that's all right. Yes, I set George off in more than one. But yeah, we've been collaborating together for many, many, many years.
And, microphone is your friend. There's no visuals
here. And I'm definitely into the original thing, but I'm also loving that we're collaborating with the girls and, you know, doing covers too, because this day and age, you kind of get your name out there, you have to do some covers before you kind of
throw
the original stuff. We also make the covers our own.
Yeah, we're definitely putting a twist to them.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, so we'd like to take the arrangements and kind of, you know, play with them, and then the girls come back. And so, it's great. We're really collaborating when we rehearsals. We get a little tense at sometimes, but it all works out. That's the whole
that's
creative
part of
process.
Being a musician.
Exactly.
I mean, I've seen many times where bands are together before you know it. They break up, and, you know, the drummer will go off with this band, and the singer and the guitar player goes off.
We're a passionate bunch.
I have to say that it's been 3 years or so, and, you know, it's pretty amazing to me to think that, you know, you have 5 women who are, you know, strong personalities and a passion for what they do and what we all do, and the musicians have such a passion too, but we have really, you know, collaborated well together. You know, you're not going to agree on everything together. I mean, that's just as 8 of us, 9 of us. I mean, it's just, but I just find it really amazing that we all get through it and we're, you know, moving forward all the time.
It's a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a fun process.
It has to be fun. It has to be fun. You know, if it wasn't fun,
where did the name come from? One day you guys just kind of hanging out and having wine and go...
Yeah, basically. We did.
In your kitchen.
Our early rehearsals are definitely cheese and crackers and food and wine and beer. And
slurred
yeah.
lyrics.
But yeah, I don't know. We spent a lot of time trying to come up with a name. I do remember that. And I don't know who actually came up with Deep. I don't know.
I think it's a Christabel.
Was it a Christabel? Might
pretty
have been.
Sure.
So yes, that and then it just stuck, and that's it. I mean, you guys should talk about the original.
You guys actually working on that right now as we speak, right?
Well, we have one that
we
actually
one is done.
Earlier in the year.
It's
available for download.
Okay.
It's called If I Were To, written by Rick, myself, and a collaborator of ours by the name of Julie Marinucci, who we are in a band with. She's the lyricist on it. We've written lots of songs together, and it's a really interesting piece. You can hear the musical theater influence in it for sure.
Yep.
And we have a new one on the way that, unfortunately, our missing member tonight is going to be singing predominant lead on. It's an upbeat Latin thing that's going to be kind of a barn burner.
Okay. How is it now? I've seen you guys in action. You guys kind of have an old school feel to you, where you guys kind of have movement and everything. What is that? Is it just a natural thing, or
Santa Claus is here?
Yeah.
Well, I'm sort of the movement Nazi. No, I mean, you know, like anything, you know, you can't just sit there and stare at people singing. You got to give them something interesting to look at, or you know, something to do. And
like the groups
on,
of the 50s and the 60s and the 70s,
yeah, I mean,
right?
it's nothing terribly complicated, but just to keep it interesting, you know, because sure. you want the vocals to be the predominant thing. You know, there's a lot of artists out there that rely on dance moves and studio and, you know, we're the real deal. So
yeah, I mean, I like the fact that I feel like we have, you know, it's not all choreographed. It's not, it's a little loose because we are, you know, it, you know, sometimes when you're on that stage, it's a concert feel.
Sure.
But a hit here, a hit there, and some stuff together, it works.
What's some of the venues that you guys have done, Tracy?
We do theaters. We've done some clubs.
Well, can you give us some memorable stuff that you've done?
Oh.
I mean, some of the stuff that sound cut that I believe that was at Norwell.
Was that the company theater?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It looked like you had a lively audience.
Yes, it's always great to go back to the company theater. We've sang for the company theater a few times. We're going to be singing there again coming up December 22nd.
Yeah, we make sure we promote that.
Yep. Yes.
And any other shows that you have
yes,
coming up.
Yes, we've sang at the Norwood Theater. We sang for their Boston tree lighting on the Boston Common last year. That was really, really exciting.
Don't forget we opened for Rita Moreno.
Oh, that's right.
That was so cool.
Talk right into the microphone. Remember, folks at home can't.
Yes, very cool. We got to open for Rita Moreno. She did her sort of cabaret where she gives sort of the story of her life, and in between telling stories and anecdotes, she sings some
it's
songs.
It's like a one-woman show or something?
Yes, and amazing at her age. What is she?
83.
Yeah, 83.
It was incredible. And and Club Cafe in Boston, that's always been a fun spot for us.
The Spire.
Oh, yeah, and the Spire.
Down in Plymouth, right.
And we'll be there December 20th for our Christmas show. So, yeah.
Do you find it, it's not like back 20, 30 years ago where there were a lot of places. Do you find that there's less places to play out on the South Shore? Do you feel that there's more popping up these days?
I think there's a nice venue actually down in Scituate that I would love to, the Music Hall.
The River Club?
The River Club that I would love to see us play there. But sometimes you have to be careful about where, you know, how you book out your shows and what your
proximity
areas, your proximity. Yeah, so, but that's an area, that's a club that I'd love to look into. But, yeah, I mean, we'd like to get, we did the East Bay Grill down in Plymouth, too, and that was a great, fun venue.
Yes,
so we don't necessarily want to get too far into the bar.
But this, like, scene. Here's the thing is it's not like you guys are at, like, your Rush, you're like a three-piece band. It's like, there's like
nine of us.
It's like nine of you. Nine. I was going to like eight. But
when you saw us, we didn't have a bass player yet.
Oh, okay.
We do now.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
So nine. So it's tough, you know? It's
wow.
But it, the way we've kind of worked our different gigs, it's working. Mm-hmm. It's working, mm-hmm. You know?
Now, I have an idea. Fundraiser. Did you come with the idea of maybe performing? Doing a song?
Sure, I think we should.
Well, I mean,
we could.
George has a guitar outside. I didn't want him to have to waste that motion of having it. Of course, Rick has some percussive instruments. What would you like to do? Just to kind of tantalize the folks.
I thought we could do Wings.
Okay.
And sort of like acoustic kind of, right?
Our first time.
Just like a verse.
Unplugged?
Yeah.
Wow.
You want to do like a verse and a chorus?
A verse and yeah.
Yeah, you would do the whole thing.
All right, so folks are about to hear some. Just right about there. Jesse, what do you think, Jesse?
Yeah,
Jesse is our engineer, so he's kind of keeping an eye on it.
Hey.
And a little Divas with a Twist. All right. Ladies. Hey Now. That was Divas with a Twist, along with music provided by Rick and George.
Correct.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Now, it's an original? Or no. is that who was the artist who did that?
That is Little Mix. Little Mix.
How do you choose your music? How do you... Is that pulling names out of a hat? How does that work?
Everybody kind of comes to the table with some ideas, you know, because what we try to do, other than putting a twist on, you know, various cover tunes just to keep them interesting, not only for us but for the musicians too, is that we try to vary it up with different styles of music. So we do pop, country, rock, classic rock, and you try to vary it up enough so that there's something for everybody. That's kind of what we try to do. So when we drop certain songs, we get to replace them with something equally as interesting.
George, is the favorite of whether it's the music section or the band in total?
Are you mentioning a favorite song or a favorite aspect?
Favorite song.
I have a lot of favorite songs. One of my favorite songs is the way we do the song Maps, the Maroon 5 song, which Christabel sings lead on, so we can't do it tonight. She kills that song. Yeah. She kills it. We play it like a torch song. There's a lot of blues aspect in some of the things we do, too. And growing up listening to blues records as a kid and jazz records, that's where I really feel like I think these girls have strengths that even they don't know about. They are amazing, and they get better every time we play. So my favorite song depends on the night.
Really?
It really does, because some nights, River Deep Mountain High is the song of the night, and it's always good.
That's true.
But Maps is one that's good every single time. Mm-hmm. You should hear these girls do Pinball Wizard by The Who.
See,
it's crazy how powerful
it is. I feel like we try to pick songs that sometimes the audience wouldn't necessarily expect us to sing. Like, we sing Fat Bottom Girls. I mean, you know, that's...
Yeah, we actually have that.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
We're actually going to go outro with that.
Oh, that's great. That's great. So it's fun, you know, some, like, Pinball Wizard, and where we do have a theater background, it's kind of fun to kind of pick those songs that are sort of a crossover, you know, The Who and... I don't know. It's fun. It's real. I find it fun and very challenging to picking songs, but it's still cool. When you come up with something that clicks and works, and you're like, yes!
You have to not just listen to it the way it is, but what it could be in our hands and their voices.
Right. Yeah, you want to put your own
right.
touch on it.
Spin so on it.
You're listening for potential all the time.
Yeah, the musicians are amazing at, like, helping us, you know, work out the arrangements and everything. They do a fantastic job. I mean, we've talked about this before. I mean... We don't use really sheet music. We're kind of winging it. We're working on it on the fly. You know, these guys are amazing with their ears and their and harmonies. It's amazing. It's amazing.
Anything that we haven't touched upon while we have you here? I know it's only a half an hour program or half an hour segment, but Aniga show's coming up.
Yes.
Can we promote and also a website?
Sure. So, our website is www.divaswithatwist.com, and you can go there and you can find all of our information. We also have a Facebook page, and that's really fun to kind of keep track, keep following us, and see what venues we've been at. But the Spire Center for Performing Arts, which is in Plymouth, it's a fantastic new venue, music venue. And we are sponsored by Project Arts, and that's Sunday, December 20th. 6:30 p.m. for cocktails and a meet and greet, and 7:30 show. We'll do one set of Holiday and one set of our regular lineup. And their tickets are $15, and their website is www.spirecenter.org. And then we have Tuesday, December 22nd at the Company Theater in Norwell, 7:30 show. Same deal, half a set of Christmas and a set of our regular rockin' tunes, and their website is companytheater.com.
You also have a video that's going to drop in T-minus 4 days.
Ooh, we're very excited.
Thank you, George.
Yes, yes. That'll be on our Facebook page. Yep, our collaboration with the Rhythm Room, a holiday song, so we're excited about that.
Anything that we haven't touched upon? Anybody? We still got about 4 minutes left here.
All right.
Joyce, Paula.
Oh, the original tune.
Yeah. Okay. So we do deals with CDBaby.com. And if you go to CDBaby.com and you look up Divas with a Twist, you will find the original. It's $1. You won't regret it. It's a nice 4.5 minutes of great melodies, amazing singing. If I may say so, a pretty good guitar solo. It's a great song. And I'm very proud of it. They are. Please check it out, please.
How times have changed from the day of the record to whether... Some folks might remember the 8-track, some might not. Or
I'm going to have it surgically implanted on a microchip in everybody's head.
But now, nowadays, where it's folks can purchase stuff online, which
it's
is
amazing,
which is unique. Yeah. Have you received a lot of requests for your music?
Yes, I think a lot of our gigs, people ask, you know, do you have a CD? When, you know, when are you coming out with a CD?
You don't have like a merch table yet?
I know. Yeah. We're working
like
on it.
Like a shirt.
We are working on it. Yeah.
We're getting merch.
We're getting that. You get
it. It's all, you know.
It's true, right?
It's one of those things, you know, that you want, if you want to get your name out there, especially if this new song is good as you guys are saying it is, you know, and it's more than what you've only been together how long? 3 years?
3 years.
3 years, yeah.
Seems like you guys have been around a little longer. I mean, I've seen your name everywhere, and that's why I contacted Joyce. I'm like, hey.
I know, we have done amazingly well for a group that's as young, I think, as we are. I mean, I just feel like those first few shows, we realized that there was like a demand for this kind of a unique group. You know, it's not just regular covers, but to see the five girls out there in lead, it's really with these really great harmonies.
Yeah, you guys got great
energy.
Voices, too. Thanks. Great pipes,
thanks.
Definitely.
Thanks. Thank you. So, yeah, it's really, it's unique, and it's fun. So,
sure.
And once again, the website?
The website.
www.divaswithatwist.com.
And the CD Baby?
CDBaby.com and search for Divas with a Twist.
So, we could do one of two things, and I'll leave it up to you ladies. We could play out live. Well, we can just play Fat Bottom Girls that I got off of YouTube. It's your choice.
You want to do it?
Why don't we sing Fat Bottom Girls?
Right. Okay.
Here we go.
You've been listening to Monday Night Talk. Have a great evening.
Here we go. One.
And I got beauty queens in there.